Ern Simon Tafresh Samech Dalid Siv Ches. The Mechaber says Yesh Misha Omer She Hoshana She Belula Vafal Pishen Nizraka Ein Lifsoa Ala. There are some who say that after the Hoshana, after the lulav is done, you should not step on the Hoshana even once it has been thrown. You should not be mezalzel in the Dalid Minim. We already saw the Mishnah Berurah said regarding Chutei Tzitzis that even after they have come off the Beged, so they don't require Geniza, but you should still treat them appropriately. But we said that means that if you're going to throw it away, you should wrap it up in something and throw it away separately, not throw it away in the regular garbage. Some have the Minug to take the Aravos after hitting them and putting them in different parts of the Shul. Some of the Minug of putting it on top of the Aron Kodesh. Even though there are those that say that this is inappropriate because it's bizayon to the Shemus HaKdoshim that are found in the Torah. Some say that the Dalaminim should be burned, the Lulav and the Hadassah Manrava should be burned together with the Chametz, and others say that it should be used for the fire for the baking of the matzah. Siftes, Yesh Misha Omer She'asar Lehanas Men Arava L'Achan L'Tilasa. Some say that you are not allowed to get Hana'a from the Arava after the mitzvah. Im Lo Hisna Le'Meikar, unless you made a Tanai on it that you'd be allowed to do l'chulei yoma is katzay l'mitzasa because they are meant for the mitzvah the entire day. As we said, the Rama says that you should save the hoshanos in order to use them to bake the matzahs. Siv gyud yesh nisha omer. Some say sheish li zayir shelo yakotzi zara l'arava l'mitzvah mistei akam afilu b'shus akam, that you should not cut an arava from the field of a non-Jew, even with the non-Jew's permission, as we saw earlier in Hilchos Dalaminim, because there's a concern that maybe this was cut, and by Schach we saw this, that maybe this was cut, maybe this was stolen land, and Stam and the non-Jews steal from the Jews, so it's stolen land, and you're not able to cut it. Rather, you should have the non-Jew cut it first, and then give it to you. Or a Jew cutting it and giving it to another non-Jew. We saw the Taz said that Bizmana said we don't really say Stam Gzulim Heim, but we discussed this all earlier on in Siman Tafresh Lamed Zayin and Siman Tafresh Mem Tes. As we said earlier on, B'di'eved, it's for sure going to be okay because we're not really Choshesh B'di'eved that it's stolen land, only Lechatchila. Sif Yeralef, Imchal Yamashan Araba B'yom Rishon V'katsu Ovde Kochavim Araba B'Shabbos V'eviu Kshera. If a non-Jew cut one of the Dalaminim for you on Shabbos and brought it to you, you'd be allowed to use it for Sunday. Mihu im tivi Yisrael lekatzav igafar hezi b'davar yishach miyeshal arvacharis. Rama says, but if it's a public thing and everyone knows that it was done for you, so then you should be machmir, even if you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. You just said, I want it for Motzei Shabbos. Still, if everyone knows that it was done for you, so then it's going to be problematic and it should not be done. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you commanded him to do it on Shabbos, so then it could be a problem according to others. Siman Tafresh Samech Hey, Asrog Asr Lecho B'Shvi, Sif Aleph, Asrog B'Shvi, Asr, Shrei Huxa L'Chol Shiva, Afilu Nifsa Acha She'asa Bo Mitzah, Asr Kol Shiva Yamim, U'Shmini Atzaras Mutar. So even on the seventh day of Sukkot, even after you fulfill the mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat the Asrog, because once it is Huxa for the mitzvah, it's Huxa for all seven full days. And even if it became Pasal after you used it, still, you're not allowed to eat it on this during those 7 days, but in Shmini Atzeres, you'd be allowed to eat it in Eretz Yisrael.